miss out on huge red, white, and blue blowout savings now through July 8th at Guion's Showcase, 6th and Prairie.
KVOE AM 1400 and 96.9 FM, KVOE.com. It is 8:46. Partly cloudy, 72 degrees, and it is time to bring in our good friend, Mr. Greg Jordan, Lyon County History Center Executive Director. Greg, good morning. How are you?
I am quite well. How are you this first day of summer?
Hey, we are doing all right. And the way it sounds here, the early parts of June, we're quite busy at the History Center specifically, but definitely when it comes to the National Teachers Hall of Fame induction activities.
June was a very busy month for us. We did the National Teachers Hall of Fame welcome dinner, and then we had a trivia night also associated with that. That was a lot of fun. We've had the ESU Future Teachers Academy, and then we've had 2 week-long workshops for teachers to teach them how to use primary resources, and that was a Library of Congress grant. So June has been quite busy. We've shot right through it, and very fun, very educational, and now we're getting ready for July.
Yeah, and big stuff coming up, huh?
Big stuff coming up in July. On Friday, July 7th, we will have the Emporia Flute Choir. We've had them before. They're really quite entertaining, very professional, and there will be another event with them later in the year, so to be determined.
So is that first Friday?
It's a first Friday event,
okay.
Yes. And
okay.
Then again, it's the Emporia Flute Choir. We're also in July going to be a co-sponsor with the Flint Hills Paranormal Group. We're going to create or present the Flint Hills Spirit Fair, and that'll be on Saturday, July 15th from 10 to 5 here at the History Center. All sorts of things will be happening that day. We'll have psychics, card readers, numerologists. We'll have lots of vendors selling all manner of things, from Native American art, jewelry, rocks, crystals, and crafts. And then we'll also have speakers on various topics. So the event itself is free, although some of the vendors, such as the card reading, may require an additional fee. We include these type of things in what we present here because we're not just history. We're also culture. History and culture are intertwined, and so we like to present all manner of culture and history things here at the History Center.
So you will be the host site of the Flint Hills Paranormal, Flint Hills Spirit Fair then, huh?
We will, in fact. And again, if you've ever been to one, it's really quite entertaining. Some of the people there, the vendors, dress up in costumes, so it's not unlike a Comic-Con sort of thing.
Cosplay
deal. You get that going. Cosplay, yes. And then, of course, you have the readings that you can take if you so choose. And then the speakers are quite interesting. So, if this is something you're interested in, come on down here to the History Center on Saturday, July 15th from 10 to 5 and have some fun.
You know, I've been a little fearful of the card readers, actually, things like that. You know, just for fear of what I might hear. You know that?
Yeah, that's exactly why I don't do it as well, because I don't want, if it's bad, I don't want to know.
Yeah,
it.
Yeah.
I was going to ask, too, because that does beg the question of the spirits that may reside in the History Center halls.
I think his name is Eddie. Eddie Buck, I think, is his name. And he was a shoe salesman for Montgomery Ward for 30 to 40-some-odd years. And numerous people have seen Eddie wandering around the property here carrying a bunch of shoe boxes. So I have not met Eddie, and I choose not to because I'll just have to leave then and never come back. But, several people have seen Eddie, and his spirit lives on, as they say.
Well, and, you know, the Flint Hills Paranormal Group, they have spotted or sensed activity in the History Center, have they not?
They have, in fact. They've been here 3 times so far and always detect energy of some sort. Could be Eddie. Could be other people, but there is definitely energy here. We like to think it's good, positive energy.
Yeah, I never sense anything negative when I'm at the History Center.
Oh, no. Greg, I wanted to loop back to the point that you made about the intertwining of history and culture, and that's something that never really has struck me. It makes a lot of sense now that you bring that up. Do you find a lot of people may not find that connection until you kind of put it out there in front of folks that, yes, there is a vital interconnection between history and culture?
Yes, Chuck, that does seem to be the case. A lot of people don't make that connection. So that's why our job is to create that connection for the general public, that culture is all part of history. History is all part of culture. So whether it's music or the spoken word poetry or book readings or, in this case, a spirit fair, all part of our culture, all part of our history. And so we try to create that connection so people can enjoy all manner of things here at the History Center, not just history, but other cultural things.
Well, if we stop into the History Center, Greg, might we hear voices from the Hispanic community speaking to us?
We will, in fact. So we have an exhibit up called La Colonia, Voices from the Hispanic Community, and that's on the first floor, and that will be on display all through the summer. And then we have works of art from our own personal collection. By that, I mean the Historical Society's collection. And then local artist Dion Morrow has some artwork in our front window. Later on this summer, Dion will also have a jazz night here on our third floor, so stay tuned for information about that. So a lot of art going on right now and the exhibit on La Colonia.
Outstanding. Great stuff happening at the History Center, as always.
Always. Always. What are your hours, Greg?
We are open 10 to 4 Tuesday through Saturday for your enjoyment. Come on down. We are the coolest place in town.
I would say so. Greg, thanks so much for joining us here.
Thanks, Greg.
Thank you both. Have a great day.
All right, Greg Jordan, Lyon County History Center Executive Director. Plenty of happenings at the Lyon County History Center, as always. It is 8:53.
Want to say goodbye to your monthly internet bill? Sign up for Idea Tax Free Internet for Life sweepstakes. Free internet for life? That's right.